Hello everyone, welcome back to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. My name is Pumi and I will be your host for episode 8. I just want to apologize for taking so long to post. It was very important for me to hear a word from God. You know, I don't just want to be preaching my own thing, but I just want to preach what the Holy Spirit lays in my heart. So he has given me a word and I am so excited to share it. If you are new, if you are listening to my podcast for the first time, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Pumi. I am a 22-year-old psychology student and I am in love with Jesus Christ. It is my mission and my goal to preach his gospel, to allow him to use me as his vessel and just to, you know, preach the message of Jesus Christ. So yes, I hope you do enjoy this episode and I hope you do enjoy future episodes that are to come. So yes, guys, this is episode 8 and I just pray that as I preach this word that, you know, you don't feel condemned, that you don't feel hopeless, that you don't feel like, you know, I don't know, but I pray that as the seed of the word of God touches your heart, I pray that it will bring conviction in your heart. I pray that it will bring faith in your heart and I pray that it will bring hope in your heart, that it will really challenge you, that it will really stretch you and it will really prune you and trim you so that you can bear more fruit. Amen. Amen. So I'm so excited. So today I want to speak about forgiveness and my text for today is going to be in Matthew 6 verse 12, but I am going to read from verse 9. And this is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he is showing us and he's telling us that this is how we need to pray as children of God. This is how we need to pray as Christians. And so he's saying, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. So forgiveness is a big thing in the kingdom of God. Like my pastor likes saying, that an unforgiving Christian is a direct contradiction of what Jesus Christ stands for. You can't love and still be an unforgiving person, because love works with forgiveness. Love works with reconciliation. Love works with harmony. Love works with peace. Amen. And so this is what I've realized, that as children of God, as people, as Christians, is that we are so caught up in asking God for things. You know, we expect him to do certain things for us. You know, we even quote scripture to remind him that this is what your word says, right? When we're asking God to forgive us, you even say that, you know, it says that in your word in 1 John 1 verse 9, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. So we are so quick to actually expect stuff from God. We are so quick to remember what God has promised us, but not a lot of people are taking the time to ask, actually, this thing that I'm asking God for, what acts of obedience is this thing requiring from me? God, as I'm asking you for this thing, what do you require of me? What do I need to do? Where do I need to be? How does my heart need to look like? And forgiveness is one of those things that when you are in the presence of God and you are asking him for forgiveness, you need to remember that, hey, I need to forgive first the person who has sinned against me. I need to forgive the person that I'm holding offense against them. I need to forgive the person who has caused me pain. After forgiving that person, then I can go into the presence of God and I can ask for forgiveness. So the act of obedience and asking God for forgiveness is that you forgive the person who has wronged you. And I realized that unforgiveness, as we, you know, read here, that it says that if you don't forgive the person that has hurt you, your Father in heaven will also not forgive you for your sins. So unforgiveness is the root of many people's, shaky relationships with God. The root to a lot of unanswered prayers is unforgiveness. It is bitterness. It is grudges. It is anger. Amen. And so really, we need to understand that unforgiveness is a poison. It steals your joy away. It steals your peace away. It steals harmony away. And forgiveness as a Christian, if you are a Christian who is not forgiving, you are contradicting the very message of Jesus Christ. You are contradicting the very core of what Christianity stands for. And so now we read in John 20 verse 22, and Jesus says that if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. And so I saw that the scripture is powerful because Jesus is answering your questions. You know, you may be asking, God, why is my life not moving forward? God, why do I carry so much pain and hurt in my heart? God, why do my prayers feel like they are hitting the ceiling? And Jesus says that you cannot live a life of freedom if you are bound to unforgiveness. You cannot enjoy the fruits of having a forgiving heart. You cannot enjoy the fruits of forgiveness if you are harboring unforgiveness in your heart. So he's basically saying that if you have forgiven someone, that person is forgiven and it will show in your life. You will begin to overflow in peace. Why? Because your heart is free. You will begin to overflow in joy. Why? Because your heart is free. You will begin to overflow in liberty. Why? Because your heart is free. And if you are holding unforgiveness in your heart, that person is not forgiven and the fruits will be evident. It will be evident. You find that, you know, so you feel like something is wrong in your relationship with God. You feel like, you know what, you never really have everlasting peace. You feel like, you know what, you never really get to that place of joy. Why? Because you have not forgiven. So a person can only be forgiven if you actually forgive them. And that will be evident in your life. The fruit of a forgiving person is evident in their lives. And the fruit of an unforgiving person, that fruit is evident in that person's life. Amen. And so really, we expect God not to hold our sins against us. We expect God not to hold our mistakes against us. We expect God not to make us pay for our mistakes, but we do that with our brothers and sisters. We do that with our family members. We do that with people. We are busy canceling people. We are busy making people pay for their mistakes. We are busy holding people's sins and holding their mistakes against them. And that is not a Christ-like nature. As a child of God, you need to make sure that whatever is seen with the Father, it has to be seen with you. When we read in the book of 1 Corinthians, it says that we are the ambassadors of Christ. So it is important that we represent Christ well. So the love of God has to be seen with you. It's not going to be seen with anyone else. It has to be seen with us. We are the ones paving the way. Just like John, we are the ones paving the way for people to know Jesus. But we cannot do that if we are still going to bed angry. If we are still refusing to forgive. If we are still holding people's mistakes against them. Amen. It's either you forgive someone or you don't forgive them. There's no such thing as forgiving someone with conditions. It's either that person is forgiven or they are not forgiven. There is no in between. It is either you show grace to that person or you don't. It is either you show compassion to that person or you don't. It is either you are merciful to that person or you don't. It is either you forgive and you let go completely or you don't. There is no in between. Because Jesus says that if you forgive someone, they are forgiven. And if you don't, they are not forgiven. So there is no in between. There is no such thing as partial forgiveness. Amen. And so I would like to read in Luke 17. I'll go there just now. And I just want to show you that forgiveness requires faith, right? So from Luke 17, from verse 3. So Jesus says that if another believer sins, rebuke that person. Then if there is repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you 7 times a day and each time turns again, even if that person wrongs you 7 times a day and each time turns again and asks for forgiveness, you must forgive. You must forgive. And you see that forgiveness, it requires faith. You need to have faith in the love of God. You need to have faith in His mercy. You need to have faith in His grace. You need to have faith in the nature of Christ that is within you. Do not disqualify the Holy Spirit from working in your life. Do not disqualify the Holy Spirit from fully manifesting the nature of Christ within you. So you find that sometimes we already disqualify the work of the Holy Spirit. You say things like, oh, well, I'm just not a patient person. Oh, well, you know what? I'm just not a forgiving person. You are limiting the Holy Spirit. You are disqualifying the Holy Spirit from actually manifesting the full nature of Christ within you. You need to believe in the nature of Christ within you, that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you became a new creature, that you became a new creation. Therefore, the nature of Christ dwells within you. Yes, therefore, yes, it is possible for me to forgive this person. It is possible for me to live a life without holding offense. It is possible for me not to go to bed angry. Why? Because the word of God says human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. It is possible for me to be quick to listen, to be slow to speak, and to be slow to anger. It is possible for me to display all of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, missing nothing, lacking nothing. You have to have faith in that nature, understanding and believe that the very nature of Christ, it is in you, and the Holy Spirit is working in you the desire to be the very character of Christ. You have to have faith. When the Bible says that you are the reflection and the image of God, you have to believe that, yes, I am the nature of Christ. Yes, I am the image of Christ. Yes, I am the reflection of Christ. So a lot of us, we disqualify the work of the Holy Spirit before He can even do the actual work in us. You don't allow the Holy Spirit to build your character because you give up on people too easily. And then you call it boundaries. You give up on people too easily. Then you call it choosing yourself. No, understanding that it is in that relationship that God is going to produce patience in you. It is in that difficult relationship, that uncomfortable relationship, that God is going to help you to perfect, to be perfect in loving people, to be perfect in showing grace, to be perfect in extending mercy. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, to perfect the church, to sanctify the church, so that when Jesus Christ comes back, He finds a church without blemishes. So if you are always going to have that mentality that I'm not perfect, then when are you going to be perfect? What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit if you are going to dwell in the saying that I'm not perfect, I will never be perfect? The Holy Spirit is here to do the complete work. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here to perfect you. Even in the book of Ephesians or Colossians, I don't remember, it says that Christ came to perfect the imperfect. So Jesus is not watching you, you know, dwell in your imperfections. He's not watching you, you know, sit in your shortfallings. He is here to perfect. The Holy Spirit is here to sanctify. So have faith in that process of perfection. Amen. And so we need to start asking ourselves, how are we doing in terms of forgiveness? We need to be generous when it comes to extending mercy. We need to be generous when it comes to extending grace. We need to be generous when it comes to extending love. The Bible says that whatever measure that you give, it shall be given back to you. So if you are generous in mercy, mercy shall be given back to you. If you are generous in love, love shall be given back to you. If you are generous in grace shall be given back to you. Whatever it is that you give, it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. And so I just want to read one last scripture before I close. It says here in Colossians 3 verse 12. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. So he is giving us an explanation, a perspective of what holiness is. So we think that holiness is just me paying my tithe. It is me praying in tongues. Praying in tongues will not cover up for the forgiveness that you owe people. Praying in tongues will not cover up for the forgiveness that you were supposed to be giving people. So we think that holiness, it's me praying in tongues and me being at church on Sunday and me paying my tithe and me, I've never murdered anyone and I've never stolen anything. And we have this perception of holiness. And now Paul says that holiness looks like love. Holiness looks like tender-hearted mercy. Holiness, it looks like kindness. It looks like humility. It looks like gentleness. It looks like patience. He says, make allowance for each other's faults. This thing of giving up on people. You would rather cut someone off than to forgive. You would rather cut someone off than to love them in their state, than to love them. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. The love of God for you, it covered your sins. Therefore, when we love people as well, it will cover their own shortfalls. Just complaining about someone and just magnifying, what their mistakes are is not going to change. The only thing that is going to change a person, it is love. Just like how the love of God changed you and I, when we love the people in our lives as well, it changes them. Love changes people. It says that forgive anyone who offends you. We need to start maturing as the body of Christ, as children of God, as Christians. We need to start maturing. Not every single thing should be offending you. Because God has given you the capacity, the very nature of Christ that is within you, there is capacity in that nature to absorb offense. And it says that, remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Why? Because we are too quick to forget. We are too quick to forget. All of a sudden, when you are asking God for forgiveness, you weren't thinking about boundaries. You weren't thinking about protecting my peace. Now that it is your turn to forgive people, all of a sudden you have boundaries. All of a sudden you want to protect your peace. All of a sudden you want to preach about self-love. It is not godly. The Bible says that we must love those who hate us. Jesus says that in the Old Testament, it said that an eye for an eye, but I give you a new commandment. Love those who hate you. This is how we show the world that we belong to the Father. Even Paul says that, what good is it if you love the person that loves you? Even people of the world do that. But we reflect the love of the Father. We show that we are of the Father when we love even those who are unlovable. That is what Christianity is. That is when true Christianity kicks in. When you are kind to those who are unkind, when you love those who are unlovable, when you are patient to those who have been given up on. Amen. So if we refuse to forgive, not only are we walking in disobedience, but we are also walking in unbelief. If you refuse to forgive, then it means that you don't believe in the concept of forgiveness. Therefore, you don't believe in Christ. You don't believe in what Christ believed in, because Jesus says that if you believe in me, you will do the very same works that I did. And one of those works, it is forgiveness. So if you don't believe in the concept of forgiveness, you don't believe in Christ. It's not me, it's scripture. Now, I know that you did not deserve what they did to you. And I know that you didn't call all of this upon yourself. Whatever it may be the abuse, It may be maybe you got raped, or maybe someone said words to you that weren't nice. I don't know what has caused this strife and this bitterness and this anger in your life, but I just want to encourage you that God wants to set you free. No longer will you be walking around with a heavy heart. No longer will you be walking around with wounds. No longer will you be walking around with anger. The person who has caused the unforgiveness in your heart, they are probably living the best life. And it is this unforgiveness, it is your life that it is stalling, and it is hindering. It is your blessings that it is hindering. And I just want to encourage you that God wants to set you free. Forgiveness is not a feeling. So even if you don't feel like it, you can still forgive. Because why? It is a decision. When Christ forgave us, he didn't, when Christ died on the cross, he decided. He didn't feel like it. We see that he was crying out and he was like, Lord, can't you give me something that is less than this? But he decided that, you know what? Let your will be done, not mine, but let your will be done. So it is not a feeling. You can still decide to forgive that person, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't feel like they deserve it. But you have faith that if I forgive this person, it will set me free. If I forgive this person, my relationship with God, it will become, there will be more intimacy. If I forgive this person, my prayers will be answered, because the Bible says that, you know, our prayers are not being answered because of the unforgiveness in our hearts. If I forgive this person, I will surely begin to feel what it feels like to live in complete peace, to live in complete joy, to live in liberty. So forgiveness is one of the ways where Jesus says that I give you a choice, choose life or choose death, but I encourage you to choose life. When you forgive, you choose life. You choose to live. You choose to set yourself free. You choose deliverance. You choose redemption when you choose forgiveness. So it is a decision, and I am encouraging you as your sister in Christ. I encourage you to choose forgiveness, to decide from today on. When you are praying, mention that person's name. Mention their name and decide that, Lord, I am releasing them from their hearts. Some days it may not feel like it. Some days I may be angry again, but I believe that as I've made this decision, you will work it out. You will cleanse my heart. You will give me that desire to truly be free. You see, we cannot forgive out of our own selves. The flesh always seeks vengeance, but it is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that seeks love. It is the Holy Spirit that is within us that seeks love, that seeks forgiveness. So you need to allow the Holy Spirit to help you to let go of this hurt, to help you to let go of this pain, to help you to let go of the bitterness. You can't do it out of your own self. It is the Holy Spirit who will do that work within you. But you need to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work within you. Amen. So if you are listening to this podcast, you are hurting. You have a lot of pain in your heart. You are struggling with bitterness and you are angry. I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. And I pray that as I'm praying this prayer, please lift your hands up as a sign of total surrender to Jesus. And I just want to pray for you. Father, O God, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Lord, you are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor, of all the adoration, of all the glory, of all the exaltation. Lord, we bless your name, Father. We honor your name, my Father, my God. We exalt your name, Lord. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, even that is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for whoever that is listening to this podcast, oh Lord. I pray, my Father, my God, that you would touch their hearts, Lord. That you would touch their hearts, oh Lord, and release them from the bondage of unforgiveness. I break that bondage. I break that spirit of unforgiveness. I break that spirit of anger, that spirit of hatred right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, where they are hurting, that you would heal them, that you would breathe, my Father, my God, your spirit of healing, that you would breathe your spirit of comfort, that you would breathe your spirit, O Lord, of mending. I pray as they surrender all of their heavy burdens unto you, O Lord, that you would uplift the heavy burden of unforgiveness. You would uplift the heavy burden of bitterness. That you would uplift the heavy burden of anger. That you would uplift the heavy burden of hatred, O Lord. I pray that you would set them free, that Holy Spirit, you would work in them the desire to want to forgive those who have hurt them, the desire to want to forgive those who have wronged them, the desire to want to forgive those who have bruised them, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Your word says that you are close to those who are brokenhearted, O Lord. That whatever hurt that they are carrying, my Father, my God, that you heal it with your supernatural power, that as your presence is here right now, that your presence will absorb the pain, that your presence will absorb the hurt, that your presence will absorb the anger. I declare freedom. I prophesy freedom, liberty in Christ. I prophesy, O Father, O God, that as they forgive, that your peace will overwhelm them, that your peace that surpasses all understanding will guard their minds and their hearts, O Lord, that as from this day on, they are moving forward from the pain, Father, that they are moving forward from the hurt, that they are moving forward from the anger, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray, that they will be children of God, children of light, who are obsessed with forgiveness, that wherever that they go, they will reflect your light. Wherever that they go, O Lord, that your love will be seen through them. Your love will pierce through them, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the work that you are doing in this person's life, whoever that is listening. Thank you for that heart work, that heart surgery that you are doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. I hope this word ministered to you. I hope it blessed you. I hope it delivered you. And I hope really it didn't condemn you, but I hope that it convicted you. That it really brought in you the desire to change and to want to walk in forgiveness and in love and in grace. Amen. Amen. So that's it for today's word, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I truly hope that this word ministered to you, that it delivered you. So yes, like I said, my name is Pumi, and this was it for episode 8, and I will see you guys in my next episode. Bye.